This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
And it is indeed the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here. I'm going to be taking the chair that Doug Steffen usually uses as he wings his way back from the Middle East. Very interesting week of broadcasting that he has really accomplished. It was quite fine. We're going to look at the chart from Talkers Magazine in terms of the top stories and the top people of the week in News Talk Radio. That means information culled from stations all across the country that are basically similar to the one you're listening to right now. We're looking at the week of December 19th through the 23rd. This will be Talker's final weekly countdown for the year 2016. Next weekend on the program, Doug will be back and we'll be doing the top 15 stories and people of the year 2016. As I said, I'm Michael Harrison. My day job is as publisher of Talkers Magazine. And the man who is really very, very involved in the organizing of this information, the gathering of it, the sorting it out, is the man who runs the editorial department of Talkers. He is the vice president and executive editor, Kevin Casey. Kevin, we're back in action.
Good to be here, Michael.
Yes, and I hope that the holiday season has been good for you and your family. And you must be, as I am, looking forward to the week that everybody slows down as much as they possibly can.
Nice time for relaxing.
Yeah, indeed. And eating. And,
yes, of course.
So, all right, let's look at the top 10 stories this past week on News Talk Radio. I'll let you run through them real fast, then we'll go through the people, and then we'll talk about individual ones here and there, as Doug and I do.
Sounds good. At number 10, top stories of the week, NFL action. Number 9, the Obama drilling ban tied with the North Carolina bathroom law case. At number 8, Syrian civil war. Number 7, Israel-U.S. embassy move. At number 6, U.S.-China relations tied with the drone incident. Coming in at number 5, official election results tied with the Electoral College votes. At number 4, fake news and the related Russian hacking allegations. At number 3, the Berlin terror attack. Coming in at number 2, a Russian diplomat assassinated. And the top story this week, the Trump transition and all that goes along with that.
Quite a week. Very, information-packed week. And I don't recall in all of the cycles I've been through so much scrutiny and so much news paid to the organizing of an administration. Is it my imagination, or does it seem that to you as well that this whole Trump transition has been getting more news than the news?
Yeah, it is not your imagination, Michael. It definitely is the most scrutinized administration transition that at least I can remember. You know, what the reason is, I can only speculate. I suspect it has something to do with Trump being a political outsider and everyone wondering who he was going to nominate for these cabinet positions and name to these, you know, West Wing offices. I think the other thing is they're curious to see, you know, this is a very, very conservative cabinet, and I think some people are surprised by some of the nominees, and that's probably why it's getting the scrutiny.
No question about it. Let's go through the people right now before the break. These are the 10 most talked about people. In some cases, there are ties, so there'll be more than 10 people on the list. According to Talkers Magazine this past week, these are the most talked about folks. Go ahead, Kevin.
That's right, people. At number 10 are Richard Sherman. Number 9, Benjamin Netanyahu. We have a tie at 8 with Anas Amri and Angela Merkel. At number 7, another tie, Sergei Lavrov, tied with Mevlut Mert Atlinas. At number 6, Rex Tillerson. Number 5, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton tied. At number 4, Sean Spicer. Number 3, Kellyanne Conway. Number 2, Barack Obama. And number 1, Donald Trump.
What do you know? And lots of names. A little talk radio interest there. Of course, everybody's been wondering who's going to be the press secretary. Wouldn't that be a cool job for a talk show host?
Sean Spicer is going to be the press secretary. secretary. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have a number of people who were in the Trump campaign, working with Trump on the campaign, working in that office. So it's those people, we're going to see familiar faces there.
No question. And Kellyanne Conway has herself a very high-ranking position as a senior advisor to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I believe, I read someplace, will be the highest-ranking woman in the in the White House staff, at least. I'm not quite sure what her position will be, but
yeah, her title is a counselor to the president.
I got to tell you, I met Kellyanne Conway years ago at an event in New York City, and she is very impressive in person. And I have to say, it had to be a difficult task for her to be the campaign manager and chief media spokesperson down the stretch for Trump. I think she handled it very well. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she did do a good job. I mean, as a neutral observer, if you're looking at it, you say, well, any president who is, or candidate, I should say, who's tweeting with the degree of regularity that Donald Trump is, she probably knew about some of the tweets, didn't know about others, and was constantly having to, you know, respond to these tweets. And I think that was a sort of a new challenge we'd never really seen before.
She kept her cool, and she's very articulate. We're going to take
a
quick break, and we're going to continue talking with Kevin Casey. Kevin Casey is the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine. I'm Michael Harrison. Doug's away for the week, and we're looking back at the top stories on News Talk Radio for the week of December 19th through the 23rd, 2016. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertip with the GEICO app. Thank you.
During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can contact my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation through their website at givetopurpleheart.org. Most importantly, we all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation won't be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call 888-411-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. Call 888-411-4483. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to givetopurpleheart.org.
Beauty trends straight from the Victoria's Secret show in Paris. Celebrity hairstylist Sarah Potempa made it happen.
Get the same coveted waves at home with my new white limited edition Beach Waver S1.
Dermalogica Phyto Replenisher Oil.
Restores your skin's natural protective barrier, smooths lines, and locks in moisture.
For hair that captures headlines.
Keranique shampoos, conditioners, and sprays for stronger, thicker, fuller hair.
Finish with Stila's Stay All Day Waterproof Liquid Eyeliner.
Create beautifully defined eyes like the
Then hit the runway. 26% of us haven't started holiday shopping. Our picks, the LG V20.
The only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back for great photos, videos, and bigger selfies.
You can't give underwear to everyone this holiday season, but for the ones you love...
Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear with micro-mesh fabric.
Save money with Honeywell's Lyric Wi-Fi devices.
Syncs with your phone to control the AC, heat, or detects leaks. $199.
People notice when you bring Stoli Premium Vodka.
And new Stoli Gluten-Free Vodka. $19.99.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
All right, welcome back. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're looking at the top stories on news talk stations, just like the one you're listening to now, compiled by the research at Talkers Magazine, December 19th through the 23rd. The last real business week, so to speak, of the year. Of course, we have one more week to go, and hopefully there'll be no crises, no major breaking news. You never know, of course, because as my co-host here, Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, will acknowledge, there's no such thing as downtime anymore in the world of news, is there, Kevin?
No, there certainly isn't. I remember as a young person, holidays, things just got really still and nothing happened, and that just isn't the case anymore.
Yeah, and I think social media has a lot to do with it, and of course we have a president-elect who absolutely controls the news cycle, even though everybody realizes he does it. He controls the news cycle because of his masterful use of the social media phenomenon known as Twitter. He's the tweeting president. But he does. He controls. He creates his own decoys, diversions. You know, Trump would be a great football coach. If he had gone in that direction, he would he would definitely be effective. You're smirking. What?
Well, no, I just, you're right about that. I think you're right. I think it's fascinating that any time he wants attention, he just tweets, and he knows that it's going to, you know, bring the attention that he wants. It is masterful in many ways.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think he's having a good time, or do you think he's saying to himself, what the heck did I get myself involved in?
Boy, that's a great question. You know, the conspiracy theorists on the left, Michael Moore and people of his ilk, who believe that he really didn't want to be president and that he's going to resign within 100 days and then, you know, yeah, those guys would say he doesn't want it. I think he's getting a kick out of it. What, the highest office in the land for a man with Donald Trump's ego? I think this is, you know, dream come true.
Yeah, I think so, too. As a matter of fact, I was reading this morning that unlike most presidents and president-elects, at the holiday time, he's just working his staff and his team to the bone. I mean, they're working day and night, right? They're going to work right through the holidays, these guys. I don't think, whether you like Trump or not, I don't think he's going to be a lazy president. I think this guy thrives on action. I think he's all business. I think it consumes him. He will. You won't see him hanging out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree. A lot of people would agree with your assessment of that.
Now, one of the stories on the survey this week is fake news. And you know, I don't know if people understand exactly what fake news is, because it's fake. so, I mean, what really is fake news? News with which you disagree? News that is wrong? News that's half-baked? Or news that is purposely designed to deceive? And I do want to point out that, you know, most of the definitions that I have read point out that fake news is a phenomenon in which the perpetrators of it are either trying to hoax for like a practical joke, ha-ha, or deceive for the sake of destroying somebody's reputation or setting a cause or a movement off. And that is basically what fake news is. And I've been doing a little studying on this. As a matter of fact, I interviewed a brilliant young writer who writes for the Columbia Journalism Review. His name is David Uberti. He's only 25 years old, and he's brilliant. He boy, if you want to talk to a millennial that gets it, this guy is just a brilliant writer. He wrote an article in CJR this past week called The Real History of Fake News. And he cites all the way back 200 and some odd years in the United States the preponderance and the different pendulum swings of fake news being an issue. It seems only because of social media and the digital technology, which has enhanced, has amplified the news and has sped up its spread, that it seems like we're suddenly in the era of fake news. But fake news has been around all the way back to the beginning of the printing press, and
sure.
And there's nothing new about it whatsoever.
I guess we used to call it misinformation or disinformation, right?
Yeah, or just downright yellow journalism and lies. Quick break. Well, Michael Harrison here with Kevin Casey, both from Talkers Magazine. We're going to continue talking about the top 10 people and stories of this past week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It is indeed the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Michael Harrison filling in for Doug, and Kevin Casey from Talkers is filling in for me. And we're looking back at the top 10 stories and top 10 people of the week. This past week, December 19th through the 23rd, 2016, and the week before the week that the slow week, even though Kevin and I have both acknowledged, we have both agreed, there's no such thing as a slow week in the news. As a matter of fact, Kevin, one of the things that I find myself, I'm becoming superstitious. I don't ever like to even say what I just said, because then I feel that it might create news or cause something to happen.
You and I have different philosophies about that.
You don't have any superstition, or
no, I don't. I don't worry about that happening. I think that there's nothing that I think proves that one can cause the other. So I've always gone to bed with a clean, clear mind.
Oh, you see, I have so many things happen that are coincidental that I'm afraid to think of things because I don't want to. Even if there's a 1 in a billion chance that I might be a causal effect, cause agent, I don't want any part of that. We're talking before about fake news, and I was mentioning that I did this interview with a young fellow who wrote The Real History of Fake News at CJR, Columbia Journalism Review, which, folks, if you want to access it, it's www.cjr.org, and just look for The Real History of Fake News. Back in New York City, I think in the 1800s, somebody wrote a story in a newspaper, and it was meant to be a satire, but it was believed that there was the animals, the wild, vicious beasts in the Central Park Zoo had broken out and were marauding the city, attacking people, eating people, biting people, chasing people. And there was a panic. And the story said something to the effect that 49 people were already killed on the streets of Manhattan by vicious bears, lions, tigers, those were the days when people actually thought that because animals could kill you, that they deserved to be shot, that they were evil. At least when I grew up, you never, of course they should kill lions and tigers because they're dangerous. but can you imagine that? And then there was the War of the Worlds, Orson Welles. Do you think that he did that on purpose, or do you think he was a victim of his own persuasive drama?
I think that in the back of his mind, he was hoping a lot of people would believe it.
Do you? Yeah. That debate still goes on in radio circles.
Yeah.
As to whether, yeah, for people saying, what are they talking about? The Halloween War of the Worlds presentation, Mercury Theater, Orson Welles.
Yeah.
People thought that.
Yeah, I don't think there was an intent to deceive, but I thought he probably thought if it did, that would be kind of cool.
I think you just hit upon the key to whether something is fake news or whether it's just bad journalism, and that has to do with the intent to deceive. If you intend to deceive, I think it's... I look down upon it. I frown on it. A lot of people have asked.
Sure, the Pizzagate story is a great classic. You know, the idea that the DNC and Hillary Clinton are running a child sex ring out of a pizza parlor in Washington, there was intent to deceive there.
And there are people who eat that stuff up, even if they think, you know the old thing I say all the time, that, you know, look for victory, and look for truth at the expense of victory as opposed to victory at the expense of truth. A lot of people say, I know this can't be true, but it's out there, so let's spread it because we don't like Hillary or we don't like Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump was the victim of a lot of that. Everybody is the victim of that. There seems to be an industry out there to discredit people and to discredit movements with the most outrageous accusations.
You're right.
I mean, it's you talk about conspiracy. The problem with conspiracy theory, though, is there are conspiracies, so you can't poo-poo them all. You know, it's, you got to really be careful. Right, we're coming up on our break, and we're talking about the top stories and people of the week with Kevin Casey. I'm Michael Harrison, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833. This is a life changing.
Okay, here we are with the Talk Radio Countdown Show into our second half hour of the major production here. And I'm Michael Harrison. Doug is away for the week. And Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine is, if this were sports, he'd be calling color and I'm doing play-by-play. It's a stretch, but it's sort of that way. Kevin, the Electoral College has reared its ugly head again because of the fact that we have a president-elected with more than 270 electoral votes, and in the popular vote, we have a candidate who has a losing candidate who has gotten more votes than any losing candidate in the history of the Republic. It's bizarre. When I hear discussions about the Electoral College, I roll my eyes because they're all over the place, and they never make any sense if you think about them logically. For every benefit, there's an unbenefit. All I could say, and I'm going to bounce this to you, see what you think, is that had Donald Trump lost the Electoral College and won the popular vote, he'd be squawking even louder than Hillary.
I think there is no question about that, given what we know about his public personality.
So the Electoral College has long been a petri dish for all kinds of new and exotic hypocrisy.
It is. People have been griping about this, you know, every 4 or 8 years or whatever for a long time. And frankly, unless I'm completely off my nut, I do not think that we are going to see anything change with the way presidents are elected in this country anytime in the near future. I don't think the electoral college is going to go away. You know, that's the way the system is. It's happened in the past. Presidents who've lost the popular vote have won, and there are reasons for it that you can say, oh, you know, I think we should get rid of it. Why shouldn't the people vote? It should be the popular vote only. And there are reasons, to keep the Electoral College. When you have it explained to you by people who really know this stuff, they can throw some things at you, and you're like, oh, wow, I guess I can see why it's there. So, and I think that debate will rage on for a while.
Do you think that it will be overturned in the near future because it's the right thing, or do you think that we just don't have the stomach, the attention span, the time, or the will in this country to make such a large change constitutionally, even if it is warranted? Why do you think
it's a good question? I think it's a lot of the latter, but I think one of the main reasons for keeping the Electoral College is that the rest of the country is not subject to the wishes of the most populous states, you know, places like California, New York, and Texas. And the system that is in place helps assure that, you know, Vermont doesn't always have to do what Texas and California want to do.
But they still do. But they still do. I mean,
the Electoral College takes care of that.
Do you think so? I mean, that's the argument I hear. But to me, it seems that these states still control what happens. You know, they have more votes. If they win by 100 votes, all of a sudden all 20 or 30 or 40, whatever it is, votes go to that candidate. They're still controlling what it is. That's why I'm saying it doesn't seem to remedy the fact that more populated areas have more control over what happens than less populated areas. It's like you and I live in Massachusetts, and one of the biggest complaints in western Massachusetts is that Boston and the eastern side of the state controls everything because they have more people there. Well, why wouldn't that work? Where there are more people, they have more control over the say of what's going on. And it happens either way. They get more electoral votes or they have more popular votes. They still have more sway, as they should. I mean, should Wyoming dictate to New York what happens in this country?
Well, the states also are their own political, geopolitical units in addition to being parts of the country. And as such, they can pass laws and things are affected differently. Like California has its own laws. It has, in many ways, you can say it's got its own economy, et cetera. And that sets it apart. That's different than being a section of a state. You can say I'm splitting hairs a little bit, but that's one of the arguments. And, you know, if California and New York take them out of the mix, then Donald Trump won the popular vote.
How about all those millions of illegal votes?
Well, I'm not going to go there with you.
Well, whatever. At this point, what else can you do but just laugh at all of this? I mean, otherwise you walk around with a knot in your stomach. There's so much spin. I guess that's the word.
Well, and isn't ultimately, Michael, what we're often told about the Electoral College is that it was put in place just in case all of the people, you know, the great unwashed masses, elected someone that the people in Washington, or I guess at that time New York, wherever you want to say, did not want to be president. You know, some scoundrel that just, you know, grabbed the moment in time and became president.
That's always been the case against democracy. That's why they considered what happened in America back when the Constitution and the Declaration and the Revolution and this country was born was looked at as a great experiment. Throughout history, it was basically believed you have to have an aristocracy. A benign despot would be, you know, a benevolent, rather, a dictator would be better than the rule of the unwashed masses who were, by and large, uneducated, emotional, and subject to whim.
Fake news.
fake news and charismatic demagogues.
Well, you're right, but you know, it's funny. We're always taught as kids that America was the great democracy, this great experiment. Well, it wasn't very long after America became a country that we started meddling in the affairs of other nations when their democratically elected leaders were guys that we didn't like. And you know, now time has elapsed, and we've had unearthed documents to verify these sorts of things. The U.S., specifically the CIA's involvement in manipulating elections and, you know, staging coups to get rid of democratically elected leaders in other countries that we just didn't like because they didn't serve our purpose. And, you know, and that's not an opinion, that's fact.
That's an interesting point to make. Also, something that history shows, and please, folks, don't take me out of context. I'm not saying it's okay, but many of the world's worst dictators were elected to office, including Adolf Hitler. Hitler was elected. He didn't take over, say, as Castro did in a revolution or a coup.
Right.
The fellow in the Philippines right now,
Duterte, yeah,
who's kind of like everybody, a son of a. You know, I mean, this guy. You think Trump?
And they're literally executing drug dealers and drug users. They're just shooting them in the streets. It's you know.
And this guy was elected. All right, let's take a quick break, and we're going to continue our conversation with Kevin Casey. We're looking at the top 10 stories and people of the week according to Talkers Magazine, December 19th through the 23rd. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can contact my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation through their website at givetopurpleheart.org. Most importantly, we all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation won't be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call 888-411-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. Call 888-411-4483. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to givetopurpleheart.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with GEICO.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. GEICO, get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
68% of us plan to give tech gifts this season. Techlicious.com's Suzanne Cantra says it starts at home with the Nest Cam Outdoor.
It's weatherproof and built for DIY installation for $199. And it also has night vision technology built into it, so you're going to be able to get those night shots. It can tell random activity from people and sends phone alerts so you can see, hear, and talk to visitors from anywhere.
Up their social skills with LG's V20.
The only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back for panoramic photos and whole family selfies. Anti-shake technology means smooth videos, even in the car or running after the little kids. And distortion-free audio for posting concerts that sound like real life.
And for road trips, Canoe.com's Groovies headphones.
High-quality sound with volume-limiting technology that's safer for young ears. And it also has a jack that enables you to watch that video together. Add AirView's car mount for tablets and smartphones. Wraps around headrests or luggage handles, each under $50.
More at videopump.tv.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with GEICO.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Doug is taking the week off. He'll be back next week when we do the countdown of the year, the biggest stories of 2016. And in the color calling chair is the executive editor of Talkers Magazine, Kevin Casey. We've been talking about the Electoral College. At the end of the hour, Kevin, we're going to be joined by our mutual friend and expert on law and just about everything having to do with government and elections, etc., Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. And I'm going to ask him his take on the Electoral College. That'll be coming up in a little while. You're a football fan. Why is Richard Sherman on the list this week?
Well, Richard Sherman, who has always been a vocal player and not shy about saying what's on his mind, has been particularly vocal over the past couple of weeks. He has criticized in-game. He's criticized Coach Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks' decisions, play-calling decisions, addressed him on the sideline and said, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? And Pete Carroll, of course, has had to explain to him, you know, this is why we're doing it, and I'm a coach, so I called plays. And he has been very vocal in the media, talking about players that annoy him and things that he thinks should be happening that aren't. And he's made no excuses for it. He has no apologies. He says, this is the kind of guy I am, and I say what's on my mind. And of course, the sports press loves it.
Yeah, it's a microcosm of the real world.
It is. Interestingly, there are a lot of other NFL players now who are speaking out saying Richard Sherman should shut up. But, yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of football fans think it's great theater, and it meshes with the game perfectly. There are other more traditional football fans who think that, you know, players should never say anything and just go out and play the game.
I think it's amazing that these coaches are able to maintain any type of control over their teams, whether it's football or baseball. We're talking about grown men who are multimillionaires, and they have to, within the context of that universe, be like children. They have to follow the coach. And you know how hard it is to get people to do what you want in managing anything, let alone rich guys that are gigantic egos, aggressive by nature. You take a guy like Pete Carroll or Coach Belichick or any of these are really the managers of men. It is very, very, it amazes me.
True. In sports, the general belief is that the reason these guys are able to coach especially so well in football and baseball is because it's a game with a lot of players who have to play together. Unlike basketball, and those coaches notoriously have problems with their players because basketball is a game that is far easier to freelance, and you don't necessarily need to be doing what the coach says to create an effective play, you know, and you know, make a basket.
As a matter of fact, you have to be able to think really fast.
Obviously, they run plays in basketball, but it's not as necessary that you're following every single thing the coach says you got to do, be here at this point in time, like you do in football and baseball.
Unless you're in the last 10 seconds of a game and there's a one-point difference between the teams. And I love when they do that. They're on the side and the coach is putting the little scenario together on a piece of paper and they're all looking at it. And they have like a half a second to make a basket from throwing it back in. That requires a real choreography. And when it works, it's beautiful. You know, that's probably one of the most exciting things in all of sports. Colin Kaepernick is going to a little preview of next week's year in review. He made the year, didn't he? I believe he did.
He did. He's the only athlete to make it, and of course, he didn't make it for athletic accomplishments. He made it for his decision to protest the national anthem that is sung before 49ers games, and got a lot of attention for it, as obviously everyone's aware.
I think at this point that's starting to fade down, though, isn't it? I mean, he's standing now, I believe. I don't believe he's continuing yet. I'm not sure.
He may be. It's a great question. I don't know, because I think he actually may have been benched. The 49ers have been so inconsequential, not a lot of people paying attention. But yeah, that thing definitely did fade out, although I understand some players are still doing it. But I think things like that tend to fade out.
We only have a couple of minutes before the break, and then we're going to be joined by Steve Wiseman, and you're going to go back to your editorial duties at Talkers Magazine, this being the final day of the publishing year for Talkers. What's your general feeling about the impact of this election and Donald Trump becoming president on talk radio in general?
On talk radio in general, I think that the impact has... I hate to be milquetoast and say it's been good, but I think that it has been positive for the format. It's certainly created, uncharacteristically, a lot of rancor within the conservative ranks here in talk radio. You've got major league talk show hosts disagreeing vehemently with other major league talk show hosts, and that's something you don't really see, and I think that's been, in a way, I think it's been good for the format. It shows that there's some independence of thought going on out there, regardless of what side you come down on Donald Trump. The fact that there are people who have stuck to their guns and said, "Ah, we don't like the guy," and there are other people who have said, "No, he's going to do well. You just wait and see." You know, that I think that's been good for the format.
It also marks the first time hosts have had some problems with their audience not agreeing with them, and that's been an interesting test of character. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, thank you so much for filling in for me, and I'll see you later. And a happy new year to everybody. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. I'm Michael Harris, and Steve Wiseman joins us next when we continue the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com. Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And yes, it is indeed the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Today, Michael Harrison, that's me, playing the role of Doug Steffen. We had Kevin Casey playing the role of me. And now we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman Esquire playing the role of Steve Wiseman. Steve, welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Doug, you sound different. I can't quite place it.
I've become suave and debonair.
There you go.
And so tell me, Steve, viewer of legalese and enemy of scams and fraud, what's your feeling about the brouhaha at number 5 on our chart this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show about the Electoral College? I'm definitely interested in your take on this.
Well, you know, the Electoral College that we have now doesn't really bear much of a relationship to what was originally set up. And it was kind of interesting because when the Founding Fathers first were constructing the Electoral College, it was because they didn't trust democracy. And if you go back and read some of the writings of Hamilton in particular, you find that there was a great mistrust of the con man, of the guy that was going to be able to sway the masses. And so they would have an election, but ultimately the decision would be made by electors. Well, as time went on, we thought that wasn't sufficiently democratic. And so we kind of modified the Electoral College, which is kind of like making it just a little bit pregnant. The modifications did nothing but probably make it even worse, because now what you have is you have the situation where votes in, say, South Dakota count more than votes in California. It is not the popular vote. In this case, Hillary Clinton won by more than 2 million votes, but because of the way that it is set up to recognize certain states at this point, instead of just having smarter people vote on it, it really doesn't do anything. So there will be a lot of, as you say, brouhaha about this. People will argue about this, and people will do nothing about this. So it's sort of sad. It's an idea of, you know, decide if you really believe in the popular vote, if you really believe in democracy, then you do away with the Electoral College. You don't try and fix the unfixable.
Yeah, yeah, but at least you explained what it is. It's a lack of belief in democracy, at least on the presidential level, because a case can be made on a governorship, a senatorship. You know, I mean, the unwashed masses may not be able to be responsible enough or qualified enough to be the final decision makers in any election.
Well, you know, there's a real interesting case coming up in the Supreme Court this year when you talk about elections. And this is something where when we have a census, congressional districts are rewritten and they're redesigned in order to reflect the populations. But what's happened is the parties that have been in charge at the time of the census, they gerrymander them. They make these districts look nothing like a real legitimate geographical area. As a consequence of that, and it was the Republicans who were in charge last time, the Democrats probably would have done the same had they been in charge. You actually had, once again, I don't know if it would have happened in this particular election, haven't seen these statistics, but in the last off presidential year elections, there were more, the Republicans won the House, although they had fewer votes, and it was because the way that these districts were designed. This actually, for the first time, a challenge on that has made its way to the Supreme Court, and it'll be very interesting to see what the Supreme Court does with this to make at least congressional districts not be so twisted that they are going to support whichever party is in charge at the time that they're redistricting following a census.
Fascinating information, and I'll tell you one thing, it underscores something I said earlier, hypocrisy. Whatever party is out of power, they suddenly become the ones that don't like the very system that they thoroughly subscribe to when they're in power.
Pox on both their houses.
Totally. I mean, Donald Trump is, saying the Electoral College is good. Could you imagine had he won by almost 3 million votes and lost the election? Same guy, same situation. He would have a completely different philosophy, you can be sure. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And he said those things a few years ago.
No doubt. Steve Wiseman, www.scamaside.com. Check that out, and it'll keep you up to date on all them damn frauds and scams out there. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Kara. Michael Harrison, thank you, Doug. He'll be back next week, the Year in Review, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.